You know how the other day we were talking about things that turn us on and just kind of testing the water with the conversation of we haven't had sex yet or done anything yet, but I really liked that you were so open and honest, telling me, you know, the things you like are interested in trying, and it really, I know it took a lot to bring up, you know, your ex, and I don't know, like, she's the only person you've been with, so it's a little hard, or not hard, that's silly, it's a little sting, like, that selfishness in me, it's like, anything you've tried sexual, it's with her, so, like, I can, you know, I have a person to picture, but, like, you know, with me, I've been with more than one person, so if I say I've done something before, that I like something, you don't have, like, one person to picture. I don't know if that makes sense. But, I do get off thinking about you every single time. Every time I, like, wake up and my pussy's so wet, I can't help but just slide my fingers on my stomach and part my pussy lips. Just start sliding it against my clit. Like, just, it gives me goosebumps. Just, I've never felt this way about someone. Just so, so intense and so, I just feel so close to you and that I can tell you anything. And I love that you can talk about sex with me. And I really want to feel really comfortable with you. I mean, I absolutely trust you, but I just need just a little bit more time before we go all the way. I don't know. Is that a thing that I say anymore? I don't know. I'm a little behind in this. But, I do have a fantasy, and I don't really want to tell you, but I'm kind of afraid you're going to judge me, because this is really, I think this is out of character for me, so, anyways, obviously, I haven't seen your cock yet, but it's not like I haven't noticed your jeans or when you text me a picture or something and you've got just your boxer briefs on, even though you're not aiming it anywhere near your cock. Like, it's not like I don't scour the picture to see. And, your ex, she was awful and terrible, and I don't think bad of her as a person. Well, yeah, I do, because she was horrible to you. And I can't imagine anyone being horrible to you, but it doesn't, anyways, that's not the fantasy, but... So I have this fantasy that gets me off really intense, And I don't know if you're going to judge me. Anyways, I've already said that. I'm repeating myself. I apologize. I'm sorry. But I think about going down on you, and somehow, some way, I don't know, she doesn't, you know, I don't know. She lives nearby, I guess, so maybe some weird ways and it would happen, but her walking in on me going down on you, and just the thought of her seeing how much younger I am than her, how much prettier I am than her, how sweet I am, and how curvy and sexy my body is, and just the thought of her walking in, seeing my long hair over your knee while you're sitting back in your chair. The thought of her seeing your face. Say my name. Just enjoying it so much. Just thinking about my mouth just bringing you to a complete ecstasy. That turns me on a lot. Do you judge me? I mean, you can. It's not my proudest fantasy or anything, but I don't ever want to hurt anybody, and hurt people's feelings is terrible, but I don't know, I care so much about you. I just like the idea of kind of her seeing that. Anyways, I'm glad you don't judge me for that, and that you think it's kind of odd too. I'm not very good at role playing or anything like that, and I don't know that I'm ready to go all the way or to have sex, or I don't know if I'm ready for that emotionally, but I really want to go down on you. I really just want you to sit back in your chair. Just like that. No, don't undo your pants. I want to do that. And just you're sweet, putting a pillow down for me to kneel on. Such a gentleman. I've imagined this and got off to this so many times. No, don't worry about me. I will probably come just from your cock in my mouth, so this is all about you. I don't think I can go another day without filling your cock and finding me some way and seeing it. I didn't have this plan today, but definitely I don't want to leave here without feeling your cock against my lips. I'm nervous. Are you nervous? Okay. Wow. You're really hard. I can just feel it through your jeans. Does that hurt? And it presses hard against your jeans like that. Is it uncomfortable? Is it okay if I undo your jeans? I'm sorry, my hands are shaking. Sorry. No. I think you're the most handsome, incredible, sexy man I've ever met. I really want this. I'm just nervous. I want to be perfect for you. Unzip your pants. I like your boxer briefs. You can feel free to send me pictures of you in those. Whatever you want. Slide your jeans down. Are you comfortable? Running my hands up your body. Yeah, I have goosebumps all over from head to toe. I'm sure they'll go away soon. I want to rub my lips against you through your boxer briefs. You're so hard. I had no idea. I didn't think you were small or anything like that. I just hadn't really pictured it beyond a little bit, though. Really big. I like the way you play with my hair. Yeah, you're definitely combing me. Are you ready? There's no going back. After I pull your boxer briefs down. I mean, there is, but you know what I mean. Like, okay. Oh my god. Your cock's amazing. Is it okay if I call it cock? That's what I've been calling. Feels so nice. I was running my fingers over it. Tell me if I do anything wrong or that you don't like. Tell me if I do something you really like, because I want to make sure I do all those things really. Your balls are sexy. I told you the other night that's something I really like to play with. Do you always manscape or shave down here? Or did you like start when we started talking about this? I'll be honest, I totally got waxed the other day just to make sure I was smooth in case. See, you always manscape? That's sexy. You look amazing. Imagine looking up at you at the same glory so long. Sucking on the head first and seeing the spit trail between my lips and the head of your cock. Your cock feels so good in my mouth. I'm just looking up at you. So fucking hot when you feed me your cock. I know it's kind of cliche because of our age gap, but I like how you kind of take the daddy role, the dom daddy role, not the other one. But Will you tell me I'm your good girl? Another skill you don't know about. Are you ready? I can deep throat. I can take you all the way to the back of my throat, no problem. Oh my god. No, don't worry about me. I'm so turned on right now. I don't need anything but your cock in my mouth. You're telling me I'm your good girl. I love your cock. Oh my god. I like you tracing the pre-cum on my lips. Oh, you stroke your cock for me. I really want to see your hand wrapped around it. Your hands are so sexy. That was the first thing I was ever turned on by you. Well, we got a lot of things, but your hands are up there. Is that how you struck yourself? Yeah. Do you think about me when you struck yourself? Yeah. Do you ever say my name? I do. Say my name when you come. Yeah. I say your name when I come too. Are you getting close? I'd really like it if you came in my mouth. Swallow. I know that's a cliche line again, but I've just been thinking about how badly I want your gum inside me. How much I want to swallow your gum. Don't hold back. I want your cum. I just want you to pump it into me. Just want to pretend the thought of your life watching. Yeah, you like that? I think you like that fantasy too. Yeah, your gum tastes very, very good. Very, 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 very good. So good, I definitely think I'm going to be addicted to it for a while. Amazing. Things are going slow with me. Little by little. It's gonna be so much fun building up to go all the way. I feel so excited like that. play her back therapy, so I'll be honest. I just want to kiss her cock a little longer. How was that? Like how you pulled me into your lap. I think this is gonna be an amazing relationship together. Everything I've ever wanted. Just want to rest my head on your shoulder and feel you hold me.